Another thing is the potato picking we did. Now, in October, when it was school holidays, we could go potato picking for the farmer if we wished, which I always did because I thought Mum could use a bit of money and I could get some pocket money. And so we went to this farmer's field on Methley Lane. They would pick us up in a truck, but we had to take our own bucket. So we'd go potato picking. And I enjoyed it, but it was hard work. It was hard work for the backs being bent down. So we'd do that for a week. And then you could do it for another week if you got a card from school. The farmer would sign the card to say that you'd been potato picking. And so we did it an extra week.
And did everybody from school do it?
Oh, no, no. Who did it? Not just certain ones that wanted to do it.
And did grown-ups do it as well?
And grown-ups did it as well. Well, these grown-ups, I suppose they thought we were kids, you know, but we worked hard. We really did work hard. And I remember this lady saying, he's a slave driver, that farmer. And I thought, a slave driver? You know, does he have slaves here? You know, it's just what goes through your head at the time.
And how did you get paid for that?
By cash. They paid us money. You just got paid a daily pay. You had to wait for the truck to go over and turn the potatoes over. They were usually big potatoes. Put them in your bucket and then took them to a man that was holding the sack and emptied them in there and then went back and started again.
And did you pick anything else other than potatoes?
Yes, a year or two after, a couple of years after, I went peopling. It was so much easier. You pulled your peas and put them in a bag and you had to fill a bag of peas.
And where did you do that?
I think it was Swillington area or Garforth. I know it was that area. When I was 11 years old, we had, those at 11 years old, had a preliminary exam at our school to see if we were capable of, if we were good enough to do another exam at another school to go to the grammar school. And that was, the other school was Rothwell, where they went from all, from different schools. Sadly, I was immunised the day before this preliminary exam, and my arm swelled up, and I was really, it was all inflamed, and I wasn't well, but I wanted to go, because I'd passed my preliminary, and this was going for the other exam. I went with a girl called Joanne Moody. We went together, and I felt so ill while I was there sitting, you know, in the classroom doing the, starting the exam. And the teacher came over to me and she says, are you all right? I said, no, I don't feel well at all. So she says, come with me. And she, well, she felt at my head was hot. And she took me into another classroom and made me a cup of tea. And I had a little drink, and then she said, lay your head down, which I did. And that was it. I couldn't take my exam that day. Well, what I could never understand was, why couldn't I take it again, you know, another time? But I suppose in those days you just couldn't. I don't know why, but I never could take it again.
So you didn't go to grammar school?
So I didn't go to grammar school. I left Alton School at 14 years old. I wanted to be a hairdresser, but my mum said, no, you're going into sewing. Your auntie Cathy's a sewer and she can make anything, and so you're going to do that. And her and Auntie Kath took me to Malbec House in Leeds for an interview for sewing, and of course I got the job. It was 27 and 6 a week. Well, I'd never been to such a big place in all my life. I'd never seen as many steps as I had in all my life. There were, oh, the steps with to climb. My first job there was base pulling, pulling tackings out of garments that had been tacked ready to for the sewers. I was supposed to do that for a year. And the girl that was teaching me, she was teaching me because she moved on. She wasn't nice to me. And of course, I was in a strange place and, you know, I wasn't used to this being outside our village. There were so many floors in this building. A1, A2, B1, B2 and so forth. And I've a bad sense of direction anyway. And I had an errand to do this particular day, and I said to this girl, Jean, she was called, I said, which way do I go? Do I go up or down to this floor? Well, you should know that by now, she said, and she was very curt with me. And, of course, I went in the toilet and cried.
So how long did you stay there?
I think I stayed there about 9 months. And then I went to Gallen's in Rothwell, a food shop. It was a big concern with Gallen's. There were lots of Gallen's. And I thought it would be nice serving in a shop. I quite liked it there, but to weigh the butter out then, it was they weren't in packets. The butter was in a big block. You'd to, you know, weigh it out. Then after Gallen's, I went to the mill at Gummersall doing reeling. It was a wool mill, and I was putting wool into hanks, reeling wool into hanks, which I enjoyed. I quite enjoyed. Ladies will understand. Hanks of wool. Now it's all balls of wool. But you used to be able to buy them in these hanks. It was wound round. They were like lots of wood going till it got round like that. And then the wool came from a bobbin and went round so many times until you knotted it, till you stopped it and then knotted it. It was a big mill, Burnley's. I stayed there until just before I married. I loved it. I loved it. We used to sing, and while we were working, because it wasn't noisy, and we used to, you know, all those girls used to sing all the latest songs, like we did on the coach, going and coming back home.
Mill girls had a bit of a reputation, didn't they?
Yes, I suppose some of them did, but we didn't. We were good girls. No, it was lovely. I can honestly say that I really enjoyed that time at the mill. The work, you know, I enjoyed doing the work. And we had some fun. There were all women.